The so-called campfire in Butte County has already become the most destructive wildfire in California history. Authorities say the fire has destroyed more than 6,400 homes, including most of the town of Paradise. 9 deaths are now linked to the fire east of Chico. About 50,000 people are evacuated. And the fire has burned more than 90,000 acres since it began Thursday morning. It is only 5% contained, and it was a close call for many people who managed to escape those flames.
I left as our house was catching on fire. I got some burns to my forehead that are starting to blister at the moment, and some burns to my hand trying to save the cat.
Authorities say it's too early to determine what caused that fire, but crews found power lines down along a PG&E transmission line in the area, according to firefighter radio transmissions. Now, meanwhile, dozens of people remain unaccounted for.
Again, among the missing, a 12-year-old girl who disappeared as tens of thousands of evacuees fled the flames. Crystal Harmon was supposed to be picked up from school by a family friend, but they got separated during the chaos of the evacuations.
Love you, Crystal. Please try and get hold of us somehow.
The Harmon's home is among those destroyed this morning. It was an eerie apocalyptic sight. This video giving us a glimpse of the chaotic evacuation as flames devoured the town of Paradise. Drivers were forced to ditch their cars and take off on foot. You can see a burned out school bus there and car after car torched by the flames.
And check out these tense moments as a neighborhood burned. Another family refused to evacuate, then watched their house go up in flames while in tears. Take a look.
Did you stay overnight?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you were going to try to tell me what you were going to try to do?
Just try to save as long as we can.
What's all in there?
Sentimental things, pictures. All my babies are in here right now, so I got them out.
All your pets?
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay? I mean,
I've been trying to get them to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah. What's your name?
Tisha.
What's your last name, Tisha?
Arroyo.
Arroyo?
Yeah.
Okay. This is crazy.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to tell them for hours now that I want to go.
Yeah, I'll try to get them to get out of here.
Yeah, please.
Now, eventually, that family got in their RV and left the area.
Thousands of people will be going home to nothing. KPX5's Wilson Walker is in Chico, where evacuation centers are filling up fast.
This looks totally out of control. I've never seen anything like it.
It's moving its way in, so that's why we left.
For a lot of folks, this was a day of scrambling, people trying to make their way out of the hills and canyons where this fire is burning. And a lot of them have landed in Chico, a town buried in smoke. And if you want to see the toll that this disaster has taken, just come here to the local Elks Lodge.
Our house is burned to the ground, along with several other friends.
We lost our house, we lost our business in a matter of seconds. Only thing we got is our credit cards and our bank cards. We had virtually nothing. No, we're starting over.
Didn't expect to lose our home, this, you know, and along with everybody else. We're all in the same boat right now, but we're coming together in numbers, and we'll come out of this stronger than before.
This shelter full by late morning. They are trying to find more space for more people and pets. One of the animal shelters has also filled up as well. In Chico, Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Now, during the chaos of the evacuation out of Paradise, one dad managed to keep his calm.
It's going to get fire.
Hey, guess what? We're not going to catch on fire, okay? We're going to stay away from it. And we'll be just fine. Okay?
Okay?
We're doing all right. Baby, it'll be all right.
While he is saying all of this, you can see the fire inching closer to the roadway. We can tell you that this family did make it out okay. This was also that little girl's birthday, which they celebrated after they left town.
This scorched rubble is all that remains of a historic 19th century bridge halfway between Chico and Paradise. The campfire destroyed the 132-year-old Honey Run covered bridge in Butte County, built in 1886. The bridge was photographed often and beloved by many. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places back in 1988. The bridge used to span Butte Creek, connecting Chico to Paradise.
Now take a look at this incredible shot of the smoke over Lake Oroville. You can see the top of Lake Oroville with the rest of the water blanketed in thick haze yesterday. When the camera was pointed towards the mountains, only the ridge tops are visible. It almost looks like another planet.
And a live look now at the San Francisco airport, where at least 19 flights were canceled yesterday due to the thick smoke and poor visibility. It is certainly possible the airport could cancel more flights today.
The campfire is nearly 200 miles away, but it's choking the Bay Area with smoke. Now, yesterday, it created this eerie spectacle in San Francisco with the sun barely visible through all of that haze. The unhealthy conditions prompted entire school districts in the North Bay to cancel classes and led officials to push back high school football games. KPIX5's Kristen Ayer shows us how people are coping.
It's a dirty job.
I do the trash. I do the general maintenance. Just keep this place looking five stars.
Cleaning Walnut Creek's Apple Plaza. But
it's been a challenge working in the smoke.
Custodian Chris Sipple told us it's even dirtier.
There's been a lot of dust settling, a lot of black smog dust settling around the whole property, around Walnut Creek.
The smog and ash have clouded the Bay Area. A layer of smoke socked in over the East Foothills, and in Oakland, a thick haze near the airport. Some people left wheezing and coughing. Others sat in outdoor plazas, seemingly unaware of the haze. Rigel Sassone and his friend Miguel Liria donned masks to walk through downtown Walnut Creek.
I actually noticed it's harder for me to breathe. Mm-hmm. So now I got a mask.
It's helped a lot, especially with walking around here and especially around school.
The masks, scarce on store shelves, sold out in some places. An Ace in Berkeley was limiting buyers to three only.
We don't necessarily recommend masks as a first choice.
But Lisa Fasano with the Bay Area Air Quality District told us a mask may not be your best bet.
Best practice is for people to stay indoors and stay out of the smoke altogether.
But Kristen Alves said she and her kids had to get out of the house. They waited until early evening when the smoke had subsided to spend a little time outdoors.
I wouldn't have wanted to go for a run or something, but today I feel like it's clearing up a little bit.
Experts say if you must go outside as a last resort, use an N95 mask and make sure it fits. One strap on top of your head, the other below your ears, pinched at the nose to keep particulate matter out. Kristen Ayers, KPIX 5.
Now, experts say that staying outside in this air for a full day is equivalent to smoking about 8 cigarettes.
Yeah, and with this poor air quality, stores across the Bay Area are running out of masks, or at least the correct type of mask to filter out that fine, smoky particulate matter. That, of course, is the N95 mask. In fact, air quality regulators tell us that people should actually forego masks in most cases and just stay indoors with the windows and doors closed.
The nasty air was made worse by a couple of fires in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. They broke out around 5:45 yesterday evening near the Polo Field and quickly went to two alarms. Now, crews were able to get all of those flames contained in less than an hour. The fire department says that there was no threat to any nearby neighborhoods and thankfully that no one was hurt. The cause of those fires is under investigation.
Our Fire Watch coverage continues now, turning to Southern California, where the Woolsey Fire is raging in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. A state of emergency has been declared as firefighters continue to battle ferocious wind-driven flames. At least 75,000 homes have been evacuated, including the entire city of Malibu. You can see here the fire has engulfed entire mansions, burning million-dollar homes to the ground. Hollywood was not spared either. The fire burned the historic western town of Paramount Ranch, where several productions, including HBO's Westworld, have been shot. And it's not the only fire raging in Southern California. Firefighters are also busy battling the Hill Fire as well, shown here on the left of your screen. That fire jumped the freeway near Simi Valley.